Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Week 15. I think that's where we're at, right? Yeah, got a month of regular season football left. Week 15. Joe O. Sammy P. kicks off tonight with a crap game, Sam. I think you mentioned it quickly, like, yeah, I'm not really interested in this game. And then I'm like, okay, I'll give it a chance. I start to break it down. I'm looking at the numbers beyond the point spread and the total, some angles in this game matchups. I'm like, eh, good job scheduling Festivus tonight because I don't want to watch this game at all. That's where I'm at. I think I've got one prop angle that I could get to, but I don't even know if this player is in the game. Side, total, just not interested. I don't know what the hell you're going to get from these two teams. Neither of them is any good.
My carometer in general is at about a 2 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
My carometer for this game is about a 1. I'll find a prop. We'll hear the room later in the show. You know, they do keep betting Atlanta, though. And, you know, this number was 5.5 on the open look ahead. And some books got to 4 yesterday, so that was a nice move on the dog. But here we go, day of the game, 4.5, 4.5, 4.5, 4.5. So the resistance came on Tampa at 4. The total's been bet up. South Point's up to 44.5, MGM 44, open 43.5. So a little money on the over, a little bit of a push on Atlanta, which was then met with Tampa Bay money at -4. I'm sure there's going to be something in the room later where we go, oh, that's the fade. There it is right there. Like a running back's receiving yardage prop or something like that. But I'm not watching this game tonight. I'm in New York. I'm actually staying tonight and doing the show here tomorrow too. So I'm going to get out in the city again. I'm not watching the game. I ain't betting the game. I really just don't care anymore. That's sort of where I'm at.
Are you reading my mind right now?
You know, I had another meeting yesterday with the bosses. So after that, I'm like, you know what? I just don't care anymore.
Sounds like all three of us did. Individual meetings. A lot of fun. Look, if I'm in some sort of a pool where I've got to pick every game, like, okay, I've got to make a selection on this game. It's not cracking a top 5. It's not cracking a top 7. I'm in one where you got to pick 7. And every week they give money to a winner if you go 7-0 ATS, which had a nice start last week. Then it goes up in flames. Thanks, Pete Carroll. It's tough to get there. If you want to fade either team, you have a strong argument. If you want to approach it and say, I'm going against the Falcons. Did you see them last week? First off, you're going against Kirk Cousins. That's not a bad idea to do in general at this stage in his career. And did you see them last week against Seattle? Yeah, they hung, but they didn't hang because they were putting any points on the board. It was 6-6. And then Seattle in the second half, 31-3. Boom, lights out. Like, get the hell out of here. So, but fading Cousins isn't a bad idea. So I was looking at him. Last 3 weeks has been the starter. And where's this offense been with him? They're number 22 in the NFL EPA per play, EPA per dropback, also 22nd. So they're not a bottom feeder. They're like right on the border of being a bottom 10 offense. That's not a big surprise. Like, there will be quarterbacks out there on Sunday that are worse than Cousins. I'm not trying to sell you on Cousins plus 4.5. I'm just saying what it is. Like, he's not at the very bottom, but he's also not average. And then if you want to go against the Bucs, you can sign me up for that anytime. And I've been trying to tell people this for a number of weeks. And then we saw it on display and people were shocked. How do you lose to the Saints at home if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Well, they showed you. And they've been playing like this for a while. I don't understand the shock there that they lose 24-20 to New Orleans. They were awful on third and fourth down, converted only 5 out of 20 times. I know a lot of people are pointing to Baker because I think that's a low-hanging fruit, the easy thing to do, because you remember him being talked about as a possible MVP candidate. Well, it's not all Baker. It's actually been more of the defense. Ever since the week 9 bye, we've had 5 Bucs games. They are 1-4 straight up, 0-5 against the spread. They have not covered a game. Now, tougher competition, sure. New England, Buffalo, LA Rams. But the last 2 weeks, we're talking about Arizona and New Orleans. Not winning against New Orleans, not covering either of those two games. EPA per play since week 10. Offensively, 24th. Defensively, 29th. They do stop the run, so you can credit them for that. But the secondary is giving up a ton of passing yards. I honestly don't want to hear it when it comes to Baker. Like, I was watching Ibuka last week. He could not catch a pass, and this defense can't stop anybody, and you're letting Tyler Shuck come in and beat you in his rookie campaign. So, fading the Falcons, sure. Fading the Bucs, sure. Take your choice. I don't want anything to do with the side or total. If I had to pick it, I would just take the points in the Falcons because it's more than a field goal.
Reinforcements on the way for Tampa. So, they activated Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan. Yeah. Both of them off of injured reserve. Those are two more weapons for Mayfield. That's a good thing. Evans, we haven't seen since, I believe, week 7. Yeah, suffered a broken collarbone against the Lions week 7. So that's good, right? Relatively.
What does he have left?
Also,
I don't think he was very good before the injury.
I still looked at him, though, to catch a touchdown at plus 170. That did cross my mind because this morning on my walk to work, because my Uber canceled, 30 degrees outside, walk to work. I'm like, well, I might as well pull up some props. Evans is plus 175, you could find. Now, the other part of that is that Wirfs is back as well. So If you're Baker, you're about as excited as you've been in a while because you got Evans, you got Godwin, Irving's healthy, he's playing, Wirfs is back, they're all pro left tackle. This is as healthy as Tampa's offense has been in a while.
It is. You're right. There's no doubt about that.
You don't seem to care. You don't seem to like, I don't want to say not care, but like that doesn't seem to be enough to get you to Tampa.
No, definitely not. I've been watching this team the last 5 weeks. And I think they suck. I don't think they're any good. And I hope Carolina takes a division. They're tied for the lead with Carolina. And that would be a cool story. Shout out Eric Eager, if they were able to steal this division away from the Bucs. And they're still minus 300, even though they're tied with Carolina. They have both of those matchups to go. I really hope the Panthers win this division. I don't have any money on it, but maybe I should. Like, you threw out the idea the other day of pairing Carolina with some other ideas, and you can get a pretty juicy number. That's not bad at all. Drake London's out. That's bad for the Falcons. You've got some questionable players. Okay, here's a player that I was thinking about, but he's listed as questionable, so I don't even know if it's if it's up right now. They usually don't post it on Thursday mornings if someone is questionable for that night. But I was looking at, okay, we do have some numbers. Okay, what is Cousins doing with the football? Where's he going? Does he have a favorite target? Now, if London's on the field, he's going to be any quarterback's favorite target because that's the smart move to make. You go to the best player on the field as far as the receivers. So Bijan could be in a tough spot because it actually is a good rushing defense. But passing game, maybe Bijan gets involved.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm not a fan of running back receiving props. Some people are. I just find them to be quite random, no matter what the matchup ends up being. Looking at Kyle Pitts, last two games with Cousins under center, 13 receptions, 18 targets, 172 yards, and he's got long grabs each game, 24 and 30. So 5.5 receptions is the number. Okay, that's kind of close. 58.5 yards. I could see him flying over that number of 58.5. I think that's pretty good. Longest reception, 20 and a hook. Okay, that's kind of up there for a tight end, even though he's not your, you know, general tight end. Anytime touchdown for Pitts, plus 230. So what jumps out to me, Sam, is yardage, 58.5 for Pitts.
I'm looking at the board here, receptions. Mm-hmm. Guess who has the highest reception prop? Kyle Pitts, 5.5.
Of course.
Highest in the game. Yep.
In the game.
5.5. Yep. Damn. Highest of any player. So Pitts is 5.5. Robinson, 4.5. And of course, the over is juiced because everybody's going to think Uncle Kirk, check down city. So that number's 4.5. The over minus 125 on Robinson catches 4.5. And then for Tampa, Abuka 3.5, Godwin 3.5, Evans 3.5. I might go vintage Evans game, man. I might. 3.5 catches over, plus 110. I might do it.
Now, to your point about the touchdown idea is, okay, let's say he's back on the field. He's good to go. They took him off IR. He's listed as questionable, right? Or is he 100% playing? He's questionable.
Evans?
Yeah. I think they.
Yeah, but he's going to go.
Yeah, he took him off IR, right? We've seen in the past, like most years, when he's got a bonus looming, they go to him. When there's a potential, remember when he was going to break the team record? I want to say that was at the end of the year. Like, they go to him. They target, they love that dude. He is one of the best players in franchise history. Like, he's going to go down as the best Bucs receiver of all time. No questions about it. So I could see it. If they come out and say he's in, I don't think that's a bad angle at all with Evans. Even though I don't think he has a ton left, you know, and he's just coming back from the injury, Baker's still going to go to him because he can't trust the guys that he has right now. I told you, Ibuka was dropping everything last week.
It really is roulette, though, for the Tampa guys in terms of catches. You got three guys at 3.5. Now, the juice does change a lot. Ibuka's over minus 155 at BetMGM. No thanks. Over 3.5, minus 155. Godwin over 3.5, minus 135. And then there's Evans over 3.5, plus 110. Irving 2.5, Mooney 2.5. Well, Mooney's on the other team. Payne Durham 1.5, Rashad White 1.5. We're really going deep because usually
this
we don't scroll the board like this. Yeah, I mean, like that's game. What we're doing. We're scrolling receptions props because we hate the game.
Look, we're supposed to talk about it tomorrow morning at the start of the show, right? So, like, that's why. If I'm average sports fan, I got a 9-to-5, I got two kids and a wife at home. There are certain days where I'm like, yeah, honey, we don't have to watch a football game. Whatever you want to do tonight. You want to go out to dinner? Okay, let's do it. It's crappy outside. I know the weather sucks. Want to just hang out? You want to watch a Christmas movie? I'm cool with it. That's where I would be. If I'm not in this industry, there's a 0% chance I'm watching this game tonight.
You want to take an edible and stare at the ceiling?
Yep.
Sure, honey.
Yep. I watched episode 3 of Diddy last night.
And?
Yeah, it was. I knew a lot of that stuff, so it wasn't as surprising to me. Gross, but I love that Fitty found a lot of people just willing to go in on that dude. No holding back. I felt like in some of them, people were holding back a little bit. None of it. You're certainly spot on as far as that goes.
I still think the quote of the entire documentary is when they found the guy that he used to roll with. He was a writer and sort of a producer. When he said, why do we hang out with Diddy? Why do we care to be a part of the group when we're going to go to jail, court, or die? And I'm like, dude, that. And you notice there's a lot of repetition in the documentary. At the beginning and end of every episode, 50 Cent throws the same text up. The three little paragraphs.
Yes.
And he used that quote about, you know, jail, court, or die multiple times. You'll see a lot of the same cuts or quotes in multiple episodes to kind of drive home the point. That is such a powerful quote from a guy who used to be in the circle with Diddy. Why do we hang out with him? We're going to go to jail, court, or die. That's an insane quote, man.
Insane. I haven't seen the last episode, but the Tupac stuff for me, episode 2, I think that was the best. Because there are a lot of stuff that wasn't out there before. And like, man, they know. They know what happened. And you're still waiting. They got him eventually.
Well,
they got Sharon Moore eventually, too.
How about the gigolo that they were hiring to, you know?
Wow, that was crazy.
And, well, so like, they would all be doing their thing, and then Cassie would be playing the music, and then the gigolo even said a Tupac song would come on, and Diddy would freak out and be like, turn that off. That's weird too, man. I mean, the whole thing.
You ain't going to do nothing.
There's nothing normal.
Yeah. Told that guy you ain't going to do nothing.
Oh, so gross. I get
a lot
sick
of pieces
thinking about
of
it.
Garbage. So many pieces of garbage in this fine world of ours. All right, what do we got next? Line moves. Yeah, there are a lot of those big spreads. We're seeing some movement, some up, some down. Talk about that next. Joe O, Sammy P, Andy Molitor, top of the hour here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.